This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's by, it's the jump for Carthenville. Good luck as 6'8" Ben Eberlin into the center circle for Calhoun, and a false start here. Baez was ready to go. He was off the floor before the ball got put in the air. And that's what happens when you're jumping center against 6'8". Ball's up, and Eberlin wins the tap, and the Warriors will get it to start. Louis Lang, Rob Sitton, Greg Watson are officials here tonight in game number one of our broadcast. Staunton Gillespie coming up next. Cavies man-to-man. Zorkelbach has it left side of the key. On the right wing it goes to Colby Clark. Down left block, and they threw it away. Looking for Castleton on the diagonal feed, and just too much air underneath it. Calhoun starts with a turnover, and Carthenville will have it for the first time with 7:35 to play in the opening quarter. And right as the game starts, I got a sneeze coming on. That's well-timed. Briley Roper on the left wing, out between the circles, leaves it for Fikes into the hands of Byatt. What a monster game last night. 32 points, a point a minute for Byatt last night. Carthenville needed each and every one of them. He led big and then held on late. Byatt rises from the right elbow. Yes, for Michael Byatt. He's locked in right now. 2-0, Carthenville, the early lead. Opening minute, first quarter. Out on the right wing, Corey Nelson. He can handle the rock. He puts it on the deck, attacks the rim. Left hand from the right side rattles down for Corey Nelson. They are a handful, are these Calhoun Warriors. 6:50 for the opening quarter. A 2-2 ball game on the left wing with Parker Fikes. Fikes puts it on the deck, cut off at the foul line. Leaves it back for Byatt. Down to Roper. He looking for Trim on the inside. It's deflected out. It'll stay with Carthenville. Baseline trigger for the Cavies. 2-2 ball game. It'll be Ethan Trim to throw in. Out it goes to Fikes near the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Briley Roper. Roper out near midcourt, leaves it for Fikes. One bounce into the hands of Byatt. One of the feet, Trim cut off. Michael going to pull up, right elbow again, around and out this time. Rebound tapped around. Trim had it, lost it. Now Ethan going to be the last to touch. As it goes out of bounds, it'll be Calhoun ball. Just trying to swat it away from the trees on the inside for Calhoun. Trim got a couple of taps on it, but then couldn't corral it. Carthenville showing a little bit of full court pressure here. The guard play for Calhoun, that will be the key. Obviously, Eberlin and Nelson elite on the inside. What will the guard play do for Calhoun? That will define their season in a lot of ways, just not this tournament. Zirkle back for three, left it a little short. Long rebound, can't be saved by Clark as he goes tumbling into the first row. Are they going to say last touch by Carthenville? I thought it came cleanly off the rim. Should be Carthenville ball. Unless they say the Cavies touched it. But that hit off the front rim and went straight out of bounds. And they get it right. That's what you want. Good piece of officiating there. 6:06 for the opening quarter. 2-2 our score as Calhoun falls back into their half court. Man-to-man defense. Zorkelbach picks up the pressure on Roper. Briley kicks it to Byatt. Michael Byatt to the right elbow, kicks back to Fikes. Right wing now with Roper. Briley into the triple threat. Gets to the foul line, leaves it for Trim. On the baseline, Ethan, one bounce, floats it up, too strong. And the rebound to Calhoun and Colby Clark. He'll leave it off for Stone Zorkelbach, the 6'2 senior, across the timeline. Checked there by Roper. He will work right side, pulls it back. Now going to lob it down to Eberlin, and he threw it over the head of 6'7", but Eberlin saved it to Nelson. What a play from Eberlin. I didn't think there was any chance he would save that ball. Here's Nelson, drives left baseline, wraparound pass, middle of the lane to Castleton, and he rattles it home. Give Ben Eberlin the credit there for saving that possession. I was about to say, if you throw it over the head of someone 6'8", you have really thrown it too tall, but Eberlin was able to make the adjustment and saved it off the baseline. 4-2 Warriors lead, the defending tournament champions. Beat Hillsboro in the title game last year. Byatt's pocket picked clean, but no, a foul on Nelson. First team foul. 5:02 for the opening quarter. First substitution of the ball game will belong to Carthenville. Ethan Siglock checks in, 5'9 sophomore, replacing Parker Fikes. Cavies line everybody up along the baseline. And it goes to Byatt's, top of the key. To Siglock. They're going to run a lob play, and they threw it over the head of Byatt out of bounds. Roper's lead pass a little too tall. First turnover on the Cavies. Well, you got to have confidence in that play to run that against Calhoun with Nelson and Eberlin. Baez was up there, though. He can get off the floor now. 4:58 for the opening quarter. Carlinville got the first two. Calhoun's gotten the last four. Handling out front, Clark on the right wing with Nelson. Corey Nelson, jab step to the left, comes back right. Dangerous cross-court pass tipped, but eventually got its way to Brody Castleton. Rises from the heart of the lane, missed it, and the rebound down to Ethan Trim. Outlet to Roper. Quickly into the front court, Briley Roper. Kicks Siglock, open, 4-3. Left it short. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Calhoun and Colby Clark. 4:25 for the first quarter. Winner will play for the championship Monday night. Third game in 3 days for all the teams here at the Carlin DeVille Holiday Tournament. So the off day tomorrow will be well-timed. Eberlin, yes, from the right elbow. Ben Eberlin has his first bucket, and it's 6-2 Calhoun, halfway through the opening quarter. Cavies need a bucket here. They don't want to let the Warriors get too far out in front. Bajic, dribble, drive. Off the window, it's good. Wow, I think he got away with a travel. There was contact. He took an extra step, no whistle, then he just kind of threw it up over his shoulder, off the window and down. If you're playing horse on that shot, you're getting a letter. 3:45 for the first quarter. 6-4 Calhoun. Nelson picked up his dribble out beyond the three-point line, gives it away to Zirkelbach in the corner to Castleton. His pass kicked out of there by Roper. Calhoun will trigger it in right in front of the Carlinville bench. 3:36 opening quarter. In the left corner to Nelson, down to the block to Eberlin. Good position, goes for the dunk, missed it. Putback, missed it, and the Cavaliers bring it out. Good contest by Trim, thwarted that initial dunk attempt from Eberlin, and now Nelson knocks it away from Roper up the sideline, off of Briley, out of bounds. Carlinville's second turnover. Yeah, Eberlin was going for the drop step dunk that time. Trim was able to challenge enough to prevent Eberlin from getting the dunk. It rolled off the rim, and then his putback wouldn't go. Here's Nelson, down in the block to Eberlin. He's triple-teamed. Kicks it out to Zirkelbach. Off to Nelson. Corey Nelson, little head fake at the foul line. Up, under, too strong. Gets his own rebound. Follow, rolls off, no good. Nelson winds up on the deck. Rebound cleared by the Cavies. Two-point Calhoun lead. Roper in the corner. Bajic for three, and the lead too strong. Weak side rebound belongs to Carson Weiser. Cavies can reset inside of 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Briley Roper. Back between the circles to Siglock. Off to Bajic. Michael. And he traveled that time. Did not get away with the extra step there. Tried to step through a double team and took that extra step. Third, Carlinville turnover. 6-4. Calhoun leads with the basketball. 2:45 for the opening quarter of play. Staunton and Gillespie coming up next. Here's Calhoun at the foul line. That is Nelson. Rises up and knocks it down. Corey Nelson. A smooth-looking shot there. He's 6'7", but he can handle. 2:25 for quarter number one. 8-4, Calhoun doubling up the Cavaliers. That ball poked away from Siglock, but it goes right to Roper in the corner. Off to Weiser. He is double-teamed. Now his pass is tipped and stolen. Fourth, Cavy turnover. Swarming, trapping defense for Calhoun. 8-4. 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Warriors lead with the ball. Eberlin runs a backdoor with Nelson. Makes the catch right on the baseline. Kicks out to Zirkelbach for a three. Missed it. Nelson pulls down the rebound. And then his arm was pulled down by Jack Kessinger. That'll be the first on Kessinger. First team foul on the Cavies. Comes at the minute 55 mark of the opening quarter. Weiser out. Trim back for Carlinville. Caden Ballman is checked in for Calhoun, replacing Eberlin. Ballman, a 6'4 junior. That qualifies as a small Ballman. Zirkelbach, corner pocket three, yes, for Stone. His first bucket, 11-4, Calhoun leading. 105 seconds for the first quarter. There's a 6'5 Eilerman on this roster, too. That's another Calhoun name. Roper for three, can't get it, and the rebound down to Calhoun. Ballmans, Eilermans. 6 foot girls, 6 foot five or taller guys. That seems to have been the story in Calhoun for decades upon decades. 80 seconds for the opening quarter. 11-4 Calhoun. Here's Nelson just inside the 3-point line. Oh, had it stripped as he put it on the deck. Siglock to the floor, and we're going to get a tie up, and Carlinville will have it on the arrow. Second Calhoun turnover. Carlinville was late on the timeout, so the ball was put on the floor, and the five count started, so the Cavies had to sprint out of the huddle. And they finally get it in play. Here's Roper on the right wing. You don't see that often, but it's not uncommon. Here's Byatts. One dribble, pull up. Yes, for Michael Byatts. 6 first quarter points for Byatts. That accounts for all the Cavvy scoring. Clock running, 45 seconds for the first quarter. 11-6 Calhoun. Now a turnover. Zirkelbach had his pocket picked clean by Mason Duckles, and now Duckles turns it over, going the other way. Here's Nelson. Fast break. Underhand shovel to Castleton. Layup good. For Brody, his second field goal of the quarter. Half a minute for the opening 8 minutes. 13-6 Calhoun. Here's Roper out front. Right side of the key. Now he pulls it back near midcourt. Cavvies will hold for the final shot as David Suits shouts out instructions from the Carlinville bench. Roper out at midcourt with 12. Keeps the dribble alive. Now he'll work right side with 8. Leaves it for Kessinger. Back door to Roper. And what do we have? A travel on Briley. He did not catch that cleanly and kept moving forward. Turnover number 6 of the quarter on Carlinville. 6 seconds remain for Calhoun. They must go the length of the floor. Cavaliers waiting back at midcourt. Zirkelbach will let it roll out beyond the three-point line. He's free now with 4. All the way to the rim. Layup is good. That cannot happen. Stone Zirkelbach coast to coast with just 6 seconds left in the quarter. After 1, it is Calhoun 15, Carlinville 6. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Big House on West Main in Carlinville, getting set for the start of the second quarter. Calhoun leading 15-6. That was a big bucket at the end of that first quarter by Stone Zirkelbach. Coast-to-coast layup at the horn as no one stopped the ball. There was a little bit of confusion coming out of the break. The possession arrow was not changed, so it'll be Calhoun ball to start quarter number 2. On the floor for the Cavvies, you have Duckles, Trim, Kessinger, Byatts, and Roper. Ethan Trim knocks it away from Eberlin. Trim, the big fella, lowers his shoulder, and we're going to get offensive. Yep. The big guy just lowered that big old shoulder and sent Colby Clark flying onto the baseline. So for Trim, his first, team's second. It'll go down as the 7th turnover. For Calhoun, they have Nelson, Eberlin, Clark, Zirkelbach, and Castleton. Here's Zirkelbach on the right wing being guarded by Duckles. Into the hands of Castleton, left elbow. Leaves it for Clark, left wing. Skip pass, Zirkelbach. He bounces off the three-point line all the way to the rim, up and in for Stone Zirkelbach. He has 7. And all of a sudden, it's 17-6 Calhoun, 7:20 for the first half. Here's Duckles. Crosses over, drives baseline, leaves it for Trim. Ethan Trim draws a triple team, has it stripped out of there. Throw ahead pass to Zirkelbach, and it is converted over Roper. Stone Zirkelbach with 9, and David Suits needs a timeout. 7:06 for the first half. It is Calhoun 19, Carlinville 6. We'll come back to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Following the Carlinville timeout, Cavvies have the basketball, trailing 19-6. Here's Byatts. That three blocked by Nelson, but it's picked up off the floor by Byatts. He's going to create some space, throws up an air ball, rebound down to Eberlin. He saves it off to Stone Zirkelbach. Here comes Stone. Across the timeline, he'll direct some traffic out front now. Left wing with Eberlin. Into the hands of Corey Nelson. Back up top to Stone. Zirkelbach on the right wing to Clark. Colby for 3, way too strong, air balled it. And Ethan Trim wisely lets it go out of bounds. Staunton Gillespie coming up next here on FM 106. A championship semifinal. The winner will play for the title Monday night at 7:30. The winner of this game will be into the championship. For Carlinville, if they lose, they'll be 1-2 with Litchfield and Hillsboro. They could wind up in the third place game, the fifth place game, or the seventh place game. Kessinger from the left elbow off the heel, hits the rim a second time, won't go down. And Eberlin up high for the rebound for Calhoun. 6 minutes first half. Here's Nelson, leaves it on the right wing for Zirkelbach, being guarded there by Carson Weiser. Throws it middle, no one home, turned over, picked up by Kessinger. Goes right at Nelson, rejected by Corey Nelson. Picked up off the floor by Michael Byatts. Byatts, dangerous pass, almost hit the underside of the rim, and deflected to Kessinger, and eventually hit the baseline out of bounds for the 9th Carlinville turnover. 5:40, first half. 19-6, Calhoun leading. Our girls' title game is already set. That'll be Carlinville and Gillespie Monday night at 6 live here on FM 106. Zirkelbach goes window off the right side from about 15 feet. He has 11 for Calhoun. 21-6 Warriors, 5:20 first half. Kessinger leaves it off for Weiser. Into the hands of Byatts now. Looking for Weiser on the cut. Deflected away by Eberlin. It'll stay with Carthenville on the baseline. Substitution for Calhoun. That is Caden Ballman checking in. 6'4 junior. He will replace Colby Clark. They will lob it out with the Cavaliers to Roper. Bailey, one dribble, rises from the foul. That thing's around the world twice, kicks out. Rebound down to Calhoun. 5 minutes, first half. Carlinville got the first bucket. It's been all Calhoun since. 21-6, 4:50 for the first half. They leave Zirkelbach alone. He'll fire the three, around and out, no good. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Ballman. He'll attack, no, but he's fouled. Free throws for Caden Ballman. Bradley Roper slow to his feet. He's up now. Kind of rubbing his forehead right above his right eye. The foul on Trim, his second. Team's third. Free throw for Ballman is good. For Caden Ballman, his first point of the ball game makes it 22-6 Calhoun. Second toss, headed home, off the heel too strong, rebound to Trim, as he did a good job of blocking out Eberlin that time. Good, strong rebound. Here comes Roper across the timeline for the Cavs. Off to Kessinger, into the hands of Byatts on the left wing, between the circles to Roper. 4.5 minutes for the first half. Here's Byatts, open for three. Yes, Michael Byatts has 9, and with that, David Suits wants a timeout. 4:27 for the first half. Calhoun leading Carthenville 22-9. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI.
Back here at Carthenville High School, the Big House on West Main, day 3 of the Carthenville Holiday Basketball Tournament, the final day of pool play here at Carthenville, as we will have Championship Monday coming up. The girls' game is set, Gillespie and Carthenville. That'll be live at 6 Monday night. The boys' game to be determined. The winner of this game into the championship, then the winner of our next game, Staunton and Gillespie, into the championship. This is all Calhoun right now, leading 22-9. Eberlin spins away from Trim, rises up from 14, and pure with the jump shot has been Eberlin. He has 4. 24-9 Warriors, halfway through the second quarter. Here's Carson Weiser, leaves it for Byatts. Michael Byatts on the attack, muscles it up, can't get it to go. Rebound is last touch by Calhoun. It'll stay with the Cavies. Checking in is Mason Duckles. He'll replace Ethan Trim. Carlinville will have it on the baseline. They'll line all the Cavies up along said baseline. With Weiser to throw in. Gets it into Roper. Makes an over-the-shoulder catch at the three-point line. Briley Roper leaves it off for Kessinger. They swing it now to Roper on the left wing. Bounced it once, off to Weiser it goes, into the hands of Byatts, Michael Byatts. Off to Weiser, they swing it across the head of the key, into Roper now at the corner, pocket picked clean by Corey Nelson. Here comes Nelson for Calhoun, gets to the foul line, still probing, now leaves it off for Ballman. Caden Ballman, between the circles, out it goes to Stone Zirkelbach. Left side of the key with Brody Castleton. Right wing, three ball Ballman, but he traveled first. Shuffled his feet on the catch, sixth turnover on Calhoun. Eberlin Jr., Nelson's a junior, Ballman's a junior, Clark's a junior, Castleton's a sophomore. Zirkelbach is a senior, but they got a lot of talent that will still have a year to go after this campaign. 3 minutes, first half, 24-9, Calhoun into the hands of Duckles. Leaves it back for Roper. Briley attacks, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Briley Roper. Going to say he lowered his shoulder and extended out with the arm. First foul on Roper, fourth team foul. It will go down as the 11th turnover on Carthenville. 2:56 for the first half. 24-9 Calhoun. They beat Litchfield 60-43 and won over Hillsborough 53-25. So they have yet to really be challenged here at the Holiday Tournament. Nelson lobs down to Eberlin. He's quickly double-teamed. Kicks out to Nelson. Warriors swing it with Zirkelbach. Down on the baseline to Clark. Diagonal pass to Ballman off the window. It's good. Caden Ballman's first bucket. He has 3 points. 26-9. Out front with Roper. Leaves it for Byatts. Michael Byatts almost hit his teammate Kessinger right in the face with that pass. Goes back to Byatts. In the corner now to Roper. Bounce pass to Duckles. Into the hands of Byatts. Michael spins, but a nice job by Nelson to stay right there in his pocket. Roper wants the three ball. Left it short, but got the hometown bounce. Did Riley Roper. Took a high hop and crawled over. 26-12. Warriors. Some fancy dribbling in the backcourt by Zirkelbach. Leaves it for Nelson. Back to Stone. Back to Corey Nelson now. On the left wing. Nelson back to Zirkelbach. Stone turns the corner left side. Rises up short. Baseline left it short. In the rebound down to Mason Duckles for Carletonville. 100 seconds first half. Here's Weiser. Off to Roper. Riley picks up the dribble. Back to Weiser it goes in the left corner. Right back to Roper. 90 seconds for the first half. 26-12 Calhoun. Here's Duckles. Pulls up from about 15. No. Rebound tapped around. Going to be corralled eventually by Ballman for Calhoun. Caden Ballman will slow it up now right at midcourt. Leaves it back for Corey Nelson. Nelson gets to the foul line. Attacks. Floats it up and in. Nice move. Corey Nelson. He has six. Boy, it's 6-7 with those handles. That's a load in small school basketball. 65 seconds for the first half of play. Duckles has it poked away from behind. Run out for Ballman and the Warriors up and down for the easy deuce. 5 for Ballman, 30-12 Calhoun. Clock running, final minute, first half. Out front with Roper. Riley Roper keeps the dribble alive. Forces up a shot high off the window, no, and the rebound down to Ballman for Calhoun. For the first half. On the right wing with Eberlin. Left side of the key with Corey Nelson. On the right wing with Zirkelbach. Calhoun will hold for the final shot unless something really good presents itself. On the left wing with Ballman. Into the hands of Zirkelbach. 17 seconds for the half. Nelson holding out around that volleyball spike line. He leaves it off for Zirkelbach. 10 seconds for the half. Stone now out at midcourt directing traffic with 8. Low 1-4 set for Calhoun. They lob down to Eberlin. Missed it. Picked up by Nelson with 2. Tipped out of play. It'll be Calhoun ball. They'll have 3/10 of a second to operate. They're in the front court. They can lob one to the front of the rim if they so choose. It'll be a throw-in from the deep corner on the sideline. Zirkelbach. He's going to lob it to Nelson. Catch made. Gets it in time, but it will not go. And after two quarters, it is Calhoun 30, Carletonville 12. You're listening to the 54th Annual Carletonville Holiday Basketball Tournament on WSMI. Cavaliers get the basketball to start the second half. They give it to Byatts. He attacks strong left side, leaves it short. Rebound cleared by Calhoun. Now the Warriors on the attack as they will set up their half-court set. Colby Clark has it stripped by Byatts. Michael Byatts, a one-on-two. Fast break. Gets all the way to the rim. Got too far under the backboard and missed the layup. Rebound down to Corey Nelson for Calhoun. Now the Warriors in a hurry the other way. Zirkelbach steps through, but he traveled. 8th Calhoun turnover. Back-to-back turnovers to start the second half for the Warriors. That will make Ryan Grainer very happy at all. Carletonville has Roper, Kessinger, Fikes, Trim, and Byatts on the floor. Calhoun with Zirkelbach, Nelson, Eberlin, Castleton, and Clark. It is a 2-3, more of a... That's still man-to-man. It looked like a matchup 2-3 for a moment, but it's man-to-man. Byatts fires a deep three, left it short, and the rebound picked up off the floor by Ben Eberlin. The Warriors will walk it across the timeline now, trying to get back to the championship game and defend their title. Here's Nelson. Left wing, Zirkelbach for 3. Yes, Stone Zirkelbach has 14 points. He has been a handful for Carletonville here tonight. 33-12. Here's Roper. Dribble drive, rises up, blocked in there by Eberlin. He just went straight up, never had to leave his feet. When 6'8" goes straight up, it gets real tall, real fast. Eberlin attacks. Tough angle. He got it to go off the window. He was almost on the baseline, fading out of bounds, and he still got it to go. Soft touch. 35-12 Calhoun. Here's Fikes on the left wing. Gets to the foul line. Stripped. Picked up off the floor by Corey Nelson. Across the floor to Zirkelbach. Layup good. Nice two-man fast break there. And David Suits needs a timeout. 6 minutes for the third quarter. Or do we have an official timeout? Hold on. False timeout. Megan Cordier, our producer, back in the studio. Just hold on, Megan. Hold on. False alarm. 6 minutes for the third quarter. Carlinville ball, 37-12. Not sure what the stoppage was for, but we're going now. Here's Byatts. Leaves it for Kessinger. He's rejected in there by Eberlin. Eberlin got his fingertips on that basketball. Had to jump that time. Here's Nelson leading the break. Right down the heart of the lane. Finger roll. Yes, sir. Corey Nelson with 10. A couple of nifty finishes at the rim for Mr. Nelson. 39-12. Byatts, dribble drive. He's cut off. Leaves it for Kessinger. Yes. Jack Kessinger, about a 17-footer off the left side, has his first bucket. 5:20 for the first half, or excuse me, for the third quarter. As Nelson will take it across the timeline. Works it right side with Zirkelbach. Stone Zirkelbach high above his head, surveying. Finds Eberlin on the right block. Good job by Trim to move him off his spot, and the shot for Eberlin is no good. Rebound down to Carlinville. 5 minutes, third quarter. All Calhoun, 39-14 Warriors. Here's Byatts crossing over. Oh, pocket picked by Nelson. Corey Nelson going to step it up. He's going to dunk it. Yes, sir. The one-hand flush with the left hand for Nelson. You could see him getting his steps lined out, and he threw down the hammer. 41-14 Calhoun. Another turnover for the Cavaliers. 4:35 for quarter number three. 41-14 Calhoun. Here's Nelson. Leaves it for Castleton. Zirkelbach feeds Nelson on the block. Back to Stone. Left wing to Caden Ballman. Ballman gets into the paint. That's going to be offensive. He just trucked right over Jack Kessinger. Ninth Calhoun turnover. First foul of the half on the Warriors. And now we do have a timeout on the floor. 4:21 for the third quarter. Calhoun 41, Carlinville 14. You're listening to the 54th Annual Carlinville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. Following the Calhoun timeout, Cavaliers bring the basketball into the front court with Roper. Off to Kessinger, into the hands of Byatts. Michael to the left elbow. Back to Fikes. He'll fire the three. Parker Fikes knocks down the triple. Left side of the key, his first bucket. 41-17 Calhoun. Warriors have been flirting with that 30-point mark. Of course, if it gets to 30 in the fourth, the clock will run. Here's Nelson on the left wing with Zirkelbach. Stone floats it up, and he's fouled from behind. Two free throws for Stone Zirkelbach. They're going to get Ethan Trim on the personal. That is his third. First foul of the half on Carlinville. At the free throw line, Stone Zirkelbach, a 6'2 senior. Toss is short. 16 on the night for Zirkelbach. Hit a couple of threes. Had a couple of nice finishes at the rim. He'll get his second toss, and that one rattles down. 17 for Stone Zirkelbach. 42-17, Calhoun leading. So Zirkelbach has tied Carlinville by himself. Roper, pocket picked by said Stone Zirkelbach. Up and down for the easy deuce. And now Zirkelbach is outscoring Carlinville himself. 19-17, Calhoun leading 44-17. 3.5 minutes, third quarter. Roper got away with a travel out there as Trim has it now top of the key. Leaves it into the hands of Parker Fikes. That pass is tipped and stolen by Nelson. Another run out. He's pushed from behind. That'll be an intentional foul. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. That's the right call there. That's dangerous. Nelson's not happy, and I don't blame him. Now Parker Fikes comes over. Good sportsmanship there. Apologize. I don't think Fikes necessarily realized what he was doing right there as Nelson was getting his steps timed out for the dunk. There was no play on the ball. He just pushed Nelson right in the back as he was getting set to take off the floor, and that was dangerous. Nelson makes the first free throw. He has 13. He'll get his second toss now, and that one's off the heel too strong. Good piece of officiating there right on top of it. The intentional foul called immediately. So now it'll be Calhoun ball baseline out of bounds. It'll be Zirkelbach to throw in. He's going to lob it up to Nelson. Corey makes the catch. One bounce. Rises off the baseline. Yes, boy, he's so skilled. 15 for Corey Nelson. 47-17, and we have hit the 30-point mark, 3:10 to play, third quarter. Unlike football, though, it's not a running clock until the fourth quarter. Trim, air ball from 15, picked up by Byatts underneath, and he's rejected by Nelson. Now Byatts has his arm tangled up with Nelson. Good no call there as they were just incidentally tangled. Good job by Nelson to just kind of let Byatts get himself extricated from the situation. Byatts goes to the steal, deflects it out off the stage. It'll stay with Calhoun, 2:45 third quarter. Staunton Gillespie coming up next. That'll be a fun one. Ty Locks has the Bulldogs rolling right here. We approach 20-20. Down on the block to Eberlin. Great position off the window. It's good. He catches it there. There is no stopping him. 49-17 Calhoun, 2:30 for quarter number three. Roper will stop, pop, can't get it from 15 off the elbow, and the rebound down to Calhoun. The Gillespie Miners have entered the building. And will take on Staunton in the nightcap. Here's Nelson on the right wing. Down to Eberlin on the right block. Draws three defenders. Doesn't matter. Counted in the foul. 8 for Eberlin, and he's got a free throw coming. The triple team came, but not until Eberlin had already made the catch. And that was too late. Boy, for a 1A team, you just don't see this type of skill at 6'8", 6'7". Free throw for Eberlin off the heel and down. You know, a lot of small schools, they want a 6'8 kid, one of them, once every 5 or 10 years, that'd be pretty good. Calhoun, they get him on a regular basis. Byatts, deep three, can't get it. Long rebound, though, to Carson Weiser. He'll leave it off for Roper. One dribble, pulls up from 18, left it short. Rebound to Eberlin. It's just one of those, you know, some communities are like that, like Totopolis. Every sport, boys, girls, every year, they're dominant. Calhoun, seems every year, they got a 6'5", 6'6" kid, or a 6-foot girl. It's just consistent. Zirkelbach on his follow, missed it. Nelson's right there for the putback. 17 for Corey Nelson. 92 seconds for the third quarter, and David Suits needs a timeout. 54-17 Calhoun. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Calhoun took control early, and they have not let off the gas. 54-17 Warriors. 90 seconds for the third quarter. On the right wing with Carson Weiser. Top of the key, it goes to Byatts. Byatts has 9 of Carlinville's 17. That pass is tipped and stolen by Colby Clark. He leaves it off for Zirkelbach, high off the glass. It's good. 21 for Stone Zirkelbach. 56-17 Calhoun. 60 seconds for the third quarter. On the left wing with Kessinger. Down it goes to Aaron Wills. He had it stripped on the way up. And it'll stay with Carlinville. Wills, a 6'3 sophomore. Baseline out of bounds. Weiser will lob it out. That's ill-advised. Threw it away. Picked off by Nelson. Goes for a dunk, and he missed it that time as it was a late contest in there. Here's Roper. Check that. Byatts for a 3. No. Rebound picked up by Kessinger on the left wing. He'll get back to Roper. He'll step into a 3, left it short. And the rebound down to Nelson, stripped away from behind. Never saw Kessinger there. Jack attacks off the window, rolled out. Rebound down to Caden Ballman for Calhoun. 30 seconds for the third quarter. Nelson tried to bring the rim down with that last hammer dunk. Out front with Zirkelbach into the hands of Colby Clark. Being guarded by Byatts. 18 seconds for the quarter. Into the hands of Nelson. Corey Nelson, 11 points in the quarter, 17 for the game. Including a monster dunk earlier in the quarter. Zirkelbach goes behind his back, went off of his knee right to Nelson. His follow won't go. The offensive putback isn't there. Now we get a tie-up with 1 second for the quarter. Boy, that's how Calhoun's night's going right now. Zirkelbach got stripped on his way to the rim. The ball bounced off of his knee right into the chest of Corey Nelson. You can't design that. Here's Nelson. 3 at the horn online, but short. After 3, it is all Calhoun. The Warriors lead Carlinville 56-17. We'll come back with the fourth quarter following these messages on WSMI. Rough quarter for the Cavaliers as they get the ball to start the fourth. Roper's pass is swatted right back at him by Zirkelbach. Calhoun won the third quarter 26-5. It's 56-17. The clock will run here in the fourth. Down to Roper, too strong, and the rebound down to Nelson. Stone Zirkelbach has 21. Corey Nelson has 17, including a big dunk. Went for a second dunk late in that third quarter, but missed that one. Right side of the key with Zirkelbach. So Calhoun indeed will have a chance to defend their tournament title on Monday night. Beat Hillsboro in the championship last year. They're going to get either Staunton or Gillespie in the title game this year. That game comes up next here on FM 106. The winner will play for the title. Nelson goes backdoor with Clark, rejected in there, but Clark pulls it back down. 6:55 for the ball game. Left side of the key with Castleton into the hands of Ballman. Up top it goes to Zirkelbach. Stone leaves it for Nelson on the left wing. Right side of the key it goes to Brody Castleton. Left side of the lane now with Zirkelbach. Back to Nelson, 6:35 for the ball game. Calhoun showing the patience. Nelson tried to force feed that pass in there. Ill-advised 10th turnover. Here comes Byatt racing into the front court with the left hand. No. And the rebound down to Nelson. 6:25 for the ball game. Now the Warriors will slow it up. And Zirkelbach will walk it across the timeline. 6:15 to play. Day three of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. And we've got a moving screen on Calhoun. That'll be their 11th turnover. Those types of things don't tend to agitate a coach as much, though, when the clock's running and it's 56-17. Substitutions for the Cavies. Ethan Siglock will check in. Alex Strutner into the ballgame, a 5'8 junior. And Mason Duckles back on the floor. Aaron Wills will stay on the floor for Carlinville. And also Carson Weiser for the Cavies out there right now. Here's Duckles. Gets inside the three-point line, leaves it off for Weiser. Left wing with Siglock. Ethan between the circles to Weiser. Calhoun has gotten their first five out as well. Caden Ballman stays on the floor. DJ Lorton has checked in, 5'10 junior. We got a whistle and a foul. Two free throws coming for Carlinville. Also on the floor for Calhoun, you've got Joe Stein. He's a 6'2 sophomore. Mason Farrago, a 5'5 sophomore. Free throws for Duckles. First toss is good. Mason Duckles has his first point of the ball game. Carlinville's turned it over 18 times. They have just 18 points. 4:45 for the game. Second free throw for Duckles. Off the heel, too strong. Offensive rebound. Wills, the putback goes down for Aaron Wills. His first bucket. That feels good. 4:35 for the ball game. Staunton Gillespie coming up next here on FM 106. That pass tipped out of play by Weiser. It'll stay with Calhoun. 56-20 Warriors. They led 15-6 after one, 30-12 at the half, and then 56-17 after three, outscoring Carlinville 26-5 in the third quarter. Zach Quiller handling out front for Calhoun. He's a 5'6 junior. Leaves it off for Stein into the hands of Ballman. Off to Lorton. Quiller has it now. Kicks it. Open three for Farrago. Yes. Mason Farrago cans the triple out of the left corner. His first bucket. Off the nice dribble drive pass. 59-20 Calhoun. 3:45 for the ball game. Here's Strutner. Had his pass tipped right back to him. It goes out of bounds off of Carlinville. It'll be Calhoun ball. More substitutions for the Warriors. Cole Lorsbach checks in, 6'2 sophomore. And also into the ballgame, Brennan Grimes, a 5'10 junior. Well, this is more the height you expect to see from a 1'18. 3:20 for the ballgame. 59-20. Calhoun cruising here against Carlinville. In the left corner. That was Lorsbach. He leaves it back for Quiller now. 3 minutes for the ball game. Down on the right block to Stein. Draws a crowd. Kicks out. Quiller open for a three. No, but he was fouled on the release. And three free throws for Zach Quiller. This is always one of the oddities with the running clock is when you're at the free throw line. And you just watch the clock tick, 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 tick away. The foul went on Duckles, his first. Quiller's free throw is pure. Zach Quiller's first point of the ball game. 60 8-20. 2.5 for the game. Second free throw, good. Makes it 61-20, 2:20 for the game. We've got a good 50 seconds that comes off the clock as Quiller makes all three free throws. 62-20, 2:05 ball game. Here's Duckles on the left wing with Strutner. Back to Duckles. Right wing it goes to Damon Sharp, who's checked in. Damon's a 5'9 sophomore. Into the hands of Ethan Siglock. Dangerous skip pass found its way home to Sharp. Damon attacks off the window. It's good for Damon Sharp. His first bucket. 105 seconds for the ball game. Gym starting to fill up pretty good now in anticipation of Staunton and Gillespie. Both teams 2-0 in pool play so far. The winner will get Calhoun in the championship game on Monday night at 7:30. The girls' title game, Gillespie and Carthenville, live at 6 here on FM 106. Then the boys' championship game will follow with live coverage, and we'll stream it all at WSMIRadio.com. 80 seconds for the ball game. A turnover on Calhoun gives it back to Carthenville. Attacking is Sharp. He gets the kind roll. Damon Sharp back-to-back buckets off the cavi bench. 65 seconds for the ball game. 62-24. That ball's deflected out. We'll have Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow at high noon, hosting North Carolina A&T on the Ox. And then the Red Box Bowl preview show as Illinois gets set to take on Cal. The bowl game is Monday. We'll have the preview show tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, on 105.3 The Ox. That three ball, no good. And then on Monday, 2 o'clock pregame from Santa Clara, California, as Illinois takes on California in the Red Box Bowl. Clock running half a minute for the ball game. 62-24. That is most likely going to be the final. We'll see if Calhoun wants to try anything else here, but I do not think that they will. A dominating performance. It wasn't wire to wire. They trailed 2-0, and once they took the lead, they never looked back. 62-24, Calhoun wins it, and they will defend their championship on Monday night. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI.